The COVID-19 pandemic created waves of unprecedented change across K-12 education. While many districts took their first foray into virtual and hybrid learning to respond to the immediate needs of their communities, established virtual and hybrid programs throughout the United States have brought innovation and flexibility to students and families across the country and around the world. In order to discover more about what made these programs a success and what their leaders had to learn along the way, the Learning Accelerator spoke with a number of these schools to capture, codify, and share their stories with the field. In this episode of the Learning Accelerator's Beyond Brick and Mortar podcast series, we're going to hear from Rachel Babcock, co-director and co-founder of MAP Academy, about the strategies, resources, and insights this exemplary hybrid school has used to make their model a success. At the center of MAP Academy's approach to learning and instruction is an emphasis on addressing the unique and critical needs of high school students for whom traditional school has not otherwise worked. MAP Academy is an alternative public high school located in Massachusetts that offers students a different path to graduation than traditional high schools. Students who enroll at MAP Academy are often seeking flexibility to better balance their personal responsibilities and life circumstances, and the school's hybrid, competency-based, asynchronous model provides chances for students positioned furthest from opportunity to find both academic success and holistic support. While MAP Academy is not a virtual school by design, the school's flexible schedule and student-centered approach closely resemble the essential elements of a typical online program. The school utilizes both asynchronous and synchronous learning opportunities, encouraging collaboration and cooperation among students, and crafts individualized success plans for every student, tracking their progress and charting a path forward to achieve their goals. Many students who attend MAP Academy grapple with challenging life circumstances, from food and housing insecurity to complex trauma, many of which were exacerbated by the COVID pandemic. And educators and school leaders understood that students needed a system of intentional supports that addressed these challenges. The school saw this system not only as something integral to setting students up for success in their schoolwork, but also critical for helping them achieve the healing and stability necessary to accomplish their goals outside of school.
It's a web. So we do have a primary person model, and we have a big student support staff because we're a lot of times the work that's being done and the infrastructure that's in place is actually not academic. And so it's actually support, because if we don't do the support, we never get to the academics, or we're on the academics and then something changes and we pivot back to more support, because if we don't put the supports in place, we're not going to get back to the academics. So that infrastructure of being asynchronous is actually both academic and wraparound. We need to be able to provide support for math, but we also are providing support for like emotional well-being and for basic needs and for things like transportation and food and shelter and all of those other things. And so the web of support that's around a student, I think that's another thing that is very different here than in a lot of places. Everything became amplified during the pandemic, but the concept that students need a web of support was not new to us. That's all of our students. They're housing insecure, they're food insecure, they're traumatized, they are struggling with all kinds of things, which then, like I said, got exacerbated by the pandemic. The concept that it is our responsibility as a school to have the whole student and educate the whole student is really like foundational to how we do things, which helps because we don't really distinguish between, from a like value perspective or an organizational perspective. The purpose of the wraparound is not just to get kids to do academics. It's not like a means to an end, where I think in a lot of other places, it's like, well, we have to provide the support so they can do their math. Here, it's like, no, we actually need to provide the support so that they can have the support, so that they can engage with academics, but also so that they can be stable and moving collectively toward their longer term goals, not just as a means to an end to get them to do academic work. I mean, they're not going to engage with the learning at all, the academic learning at all, if we don't find a way to fill some of those other voids and do some of the healing that they need to feel stable enough to be able to engage with academics.
In order to set students up for academic success at MAP Academy, educators take time to understand students' backgrounds, pre-existing skills, and other aspects of their prior experiences that they bring to school with them. They work to craft a meaningful and personalized learning experience that engages students and provides the appropriate level of challenge in a safe environment, supported by intentional structures that monitor factors like student engagement, attendance, progress, achievement, and other elements of data that are reviewed on a regular basis in order to support and encourage growth.
Part of it is making sure that the coursework is at the right academic learning edge. So I think part of it is diagnosing and understanding where students' skills are at. Part of the engagement comes from making sure that we have courses that are at the right level and leveraging digital tools that are allowing us. So using NWEA testing to help us understand where students are at. We've had a couple in math. We used Alex from McGraw-Hill, which is an adaptive math program. And we've recently started, and I think we're going to replace Alex with IXL because it has math and literacy. So like working on understanding where students' skills are at so that we can get them in the right level of courses is one big piece of engagement, because they can't engage if it's not, then they're either going to be bored and think it's meaningless, or it's going to be way too hard and they're not going to be able to access it. We look at every student's progress that week, and everyone leaves with action items from that in terms of creating that engagement. We've done a lot of work with our whole staff, specifically around Zaretta Hammond's work, but around warm demanding and around, yes, we care. And because we care, we're going to have these high academic expectations for you. And then we also have one of those rundowns on Friday mornings. That's just our support team. And we run down for the students we haven't seen. So we do a rundown around like what's happening for our students that are at zero engagement or that it's beyond the capacity of the students to do. And then we also have a rundown of our potential graduates. Because everyone's on their own pathway, we needed to really build in structures that make sure that nothing's slipping off of the radar.
One cornerstone of MAP Academy's model is the school's career development program, which embeds career exploration and post-secondary planning into students' individualized learning plans. This practical program encourages students to explore their options and connect learning that happens in school to their lives beyond graduation. Students have opportunities to complete internships, dual enrollment programs, and career training as they progress toward graduation, linking the time they spend in school with a vision for their life after leaving MAP Academy.
Our students all make a robust post-secondary plan. So we have built modules in the tracker. And then we also, depending on the student, we also sort of teach them as seminars. We have a module where they make all of the kind of standard career stuff, make a resume, make a cover letter, talk about interviewing skills, talk about all those kind of things. And we have modules that where they're looking at their post-secondary planning and they're looking at what are your goals after MAP. All of our students have a success plan, which is a co-created document with staff, starts at intake and goes all the way to graduation. Everybody that graduates from here has 2 career development credits based on that kind of experiential learning about what's out there and co-creating kind of their own plan. They all have a post-secondary plan and they all do a capstone that is the intersection of what their interests are and what their post-secondary plan is. And then before they graduate, they do that graduate presentation in which they share out all of that, their career pathways, their post-secondary plan, and their capstone. The differentiation of post-secondary planning and career development is also something that has become really starkly clear to us. What does it look like to do realistic post-secondary planning in an alternative school in which we want our students to have access to pathways that get them to whatever their next step is? And yet the barriers don't just go away when they get close to graduation. So there's just a lot of really nuanced work around, like, you know, the mental health, the substance abuse, the housing insecurity. We can't just wave a magic wand and make those things go away. We are improving students' academic capacity and academic skill, but then there's also things that are like beyond our control and beyond the student's control in terms of an actionable post-secondary plan. And what does persistence look like? And what does post-secondary support look like? It's complicated. Because it can't be just a blind, you know, you're ready, your acupuncture says you can go to this school and study this thing, because they can't. The vast majority of times it doesn't work out like that. We got to make sure they have the skills so that at whatever point they engage in whatever way that they can persist when their lives allow them to do so.
As the world reeled from the COVID pandemic, more students and families sought out high-quality virtual and hybrid education than ever before. Even as brick-and-mortar schools have opened their doors once again, Virtual and hybrid learning has underscored its role in K-12 education, opening up new opportunities for students to experience the high-quality education they deserve. MAP Academy's flexibility and holistic, student-centered approach toward learning makes it a standout among hybrid programs. By adapting to the unique needs, life circumstances, and both academic and non-academic goals of each student, educators and leaders work to provide a strong foundation for students who have previously not had positive experiences in traditional school systems to succeed. Their model weaves together collaborative and cooperative learning, student data, support structures, and crucial programs that help them develop their post-secondary and career readiness in order to attend to myriad aspects of their students' learning experiences. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Learning Accelerator's Beyond Brick and Mortar podcast series. For more resources and stories from real-world practitioners and leaders, explore other episodes in our Stories of Learning podcast.